This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
A shooting in Annapolis has a lot of people worried during the day because there were sparse details. And what we do know is at least five people were killed, two were injured when someone opened fire in a Maryland newsroom. And apparently this person had a real axe to grind because of a defamation suit that they lost. Hey, everyone, what a way to start America tonight. Thanks for joining me, Kate Delaney, and the rest of the crew. And speaking of that, we go to Bob Ney, the former congressman from Ohio, from Talk Media News. Bob, this does touch politics somewhat because of what we're talking about with angry verbiage and that kind of thing. And plus, I think with Annapolis and its proximity to D.C., a lot of people were talking about this throughout the country, but certainly in that area of the country as well. Shocking, wasn't it?
Oh, it was, you know, because right there into a newsroom, he opened fire, and he had, like you said, some type of vendetta is what we know. You know, he was angry, defamation. I mean, people do get angry. I, you know, you can recall, I'm sure you've met people that get upset if there's something said about them and they perceive it the wrong way. It's just a shocking part of our times, I guess, today.
But yeah, absolutely. And we'll talk more about that later, folks, during the show. There are more details about it, what the sheriffs had to say about it. Again, really just a stunner. The other stunner in D.C., I think, still is what's going to happen with the judges. You know, in other words, the shortlist is emerging of 25 names, and the Prez is picking through them, apparently, along with his people, to try to decide on this next Supreme Court justice. And, of course, there'd be confirmation hearings. Do you think they're going to be cantankerous?
Oh, absolutely. First, it's going to be the issue of why are you doing this now? You held Obama's appointment, of course. The leader, Mitch McConnell, Kate, in the Senate is going to say, well, that was a president. Well, he's already said it. That was a presidential election. This is midterm Congress. It's different. We're not waiting till the next president in 2-3 years, you know. So they'll have some argument over that. Then it'll center on the actual appointment. I think the president will go fast. You know, it's kind of ironic. We know the list because a lot of people in the right, of the right, were not going to vote for Trump. And then he put out the list and said, here's who I'll pick from. And magically, you know, the right-wingers said, okay, we're going to support you. I mean, I have friends of mine that would not vote for him. And after he put out that list before the election, they went with him.
Yeah, wow.
So we know anybody from that list is going to satisfy him.
Yeah. Absolutely. There's backing there. And so that certainly was some good maneuvering, frankly, beforehand. No question about it. I don't know if you know much about this, and I just caught a little headline on it. But because I know there's people certainly listening to America tonight in the farmland, the Senate passed this huge farm bill, and apparently it was, you know, they voted 86-11 to pass it because now we've got this 4th of July recess, $428 billion, and it authorizes all kinds of things, ag assistance, nutrition programs, that kind of thing. Was this a bill that really got a lot of backing? Because you look at those numbers are pretty big.
They are big. It has the food stamp program in it, you know, for those who are concerned about that, too. But also sort of like a freedom to farm bill, we used to call it. I think they still call it the freedom to farm bill with a lot of government subsidies to it. But it is a basic support of the farm community. Right now, the farming community is pretty shaky about tariffs. So I think you're seeing a good vote on this because it's one of those bills. You can't believe it happens these days in D.C., but it kind of, you know, got worked out. It's going to help a lot of the farming community. Farmers still have it tough, as you know, Kate, but at least, you know, the government's going to provide a little bit of support here.
Yeah. The thing with Congresswoman Maxine Waters, you and I have been talking about this, and she apparently had to cancel a bunch of public events because she got some serious death threats. She's seen an increase in threats, and since she called for protesters to publicly confront Trump people, especially White House folks, etc. Wow, this has gotten out of hand, hasn't it?
Well, it has. Look, you know, I think I said on your show the other night, Maxine was my ranking member. I never had problems with her. We passed George Bush's American Dream down payment bill, et cetera, worked on housing. But Maxine is aggressive, make no bones about it. Nancy Pelosi kind of backed off, you know, away from her a little bit after Maxine came forward with her comments. But I think she, you know, got very aggressive about going in front of people's houses or confronting them at restaurants. And some of the people were obviously retaliating back at her. Now, death threats are not good, you know. But, yes, this certainly ignited, I know, amongst a lot of people that I saw, a lot of conversation and a lot of heated conversation.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Absolutely. I feel like I need to just say something light with you. We need to talk about something lighter, sure. And I'm sure you are just completely enthralled with what's happening with the World Cup, right?
Oh, I am just, I've been watching it. And now, is that in France?
That'd be in Russia.
You are the sports, I brag about you. You are the sports expert, the sports princess. I brag to my friends. I know your history of how you started, and I think it's amazing. So I'm going to yield to you. Although I'm a World Cup expert, I'm going to yield to you.
Well, but you do know the U.S. is not participating, so we'll forgive you for that.
Now, that I knew.
Always awesome to talk to you. Bob Ney, thanks so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So at the top of the show, as we said, the big story, of course, is this Capital Gazette shooting in Annapolis. And it couldn't be, for someone like me, it couldn't be more of a sad day for journalism. You know, I went to Ohio University. I've said this before, and I got my journalism degree there. And always in my heart was to be a journalist of some sort. And, of course, I did pursue that. Talk radio is, you know, my great love, and talk radio is very much about opinion, and the where I went to school and the way I was taught was who, what, where, when, and why, you know, the basics of journalism. So here's what happens. The newspaper shooting was definitely a targeted attack, and that's being reported all over the place. The suspect was looking for the victims inside the building where the Capital Gazette is in Maryland. Just an awful, awful day. I mean, online threats, it's like ridiculous. And you could see even in the face of the police chief that to have to jump in front of the microphones and say, you know, this was a targeted attack and five people are dead and, you know, what was the intent here? And the intent was to go after those people. And it's just, you know, for once I agree with Paul Ryan. I have to say, rarely are we on the same page about anything. But on Twitter, Paul Ryan, the Speaker of the House, said, "The senseless attack on a Maryland newspaper today is sickening. Sickening. God bless these journalists. We pray for them and their families tonight." And that's absolutely true. And, you know, the Gazette is saying that they're going to publish because, you know, that's part of the whole thing. Of course they're going to publish. They're not going to back away, you know, from what happened. But it's just was just absolutely, absolutely stunning. Coming up, it's time for The Other here on America Tonight.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, health, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Inside a different sort of man cave, I welcome the other in. That would be my husband, Paul. And often we talk about things that happen in our lives and the whole husband-wife thing and maybe some of the differences and things that dudes talk about. And I think men talk just as much as women do. Women talk about liking food but wanting to be thin. It's always about being thin. You can never be too thin or too rich. So women want to grub, Paul, but they often don't because they're afraid they'll gain weight. Except for when it comes to the Costco hot dogs. And they recently did a poll. What are your favorite hot dog toppings? It's like no calories when you walk inside Costco, apparently. And so the winning toppings for all the people that they polled in Costco, 23% said they liked mustard the best, 17% onions, 10% relish, and then my favorite, 8% sauerkraut. I think for you, if you get a hot dog, you're going to have mustard, chili on it, cheese, and relish. Am I right?
Sounds good. Plus some onions in there. Oh, yeah. Making me hungry.
Yeah, I love onions. You know, when I was a kid, when I was a baby, we lived in New York, and my mother used to tell me this story that they had onions in the bag, and they were on the floor, and she would find me eating an onion like an apple. I still love onions.
That explains a lot.
That explains my great breath, right? It's not because I talk too much or anything. You had a list of what you wanted to talk about. And on the list, one of the things that you said to me, and this is, I think this is, maybe it's more a guy thing than a woman thing, but I think when people give you a nickname, sometimes it can, a nickname can be a bad thing or a good thing. In my world, if I give someone a nickname, it's a good thing. It's not a negative thing when I have a nickname for somebody. How about you?
Well, I thought it was kind of funny until it seems like it's gotten a little serious, so I wasn't even going to say anything, but the nickname Kerosene Maxine was pretty, I thought was pretty comical, but it's gotten out of hand. And obviously it was not good what she did to, just because somebody else is being, you know, you don't want to try to out-Trump Trump just because someone else is acting that way. You don't want to do the same thing. It's not beneficial to you. But I just thought the nickname, when I first heard it, I thought it was just funny. But it's gotten really out of hand with the death threats and everything.
Right. But I wasn't talking about the death threats. It's the reason that they called her Kerosene Maxine is because of what happened, because how it fueled all the protests and whatever. So that's why the nickname Kerosene. Now, when it comes to sports people, I mean, I think there's some all-time great nicknames like Iron Mike Tyson.
That's a good one, yeah.
Dennis Oil Can Boyd.
Yeah.
What do you think is a good nickname?
Eric Sleepy Floyd. You just passed that. That's pretty funny.
Eric Sleepy Floyd.
Is it because did he have like
sleepy eyes? Yes. Sleepy.
How about Refrigerator Perry? That was always a good one.
Because he was so big and he moved so slow, and he was like a refrigerator. And see, the thing is, for somebody of his size in the NFL and playing for the Chicago Bears, that championship team that won a Super Bowl, his girth was a plus. There's no doubt about it. And he was very tough to move, and that's thus the nickname.
And you've got a picture up with the ball player, and it appears to be a goose or maybe a duck, but it just reminded me
of
Goose. So, like in the movie Top Gun, you know, military aviators are all given nicknames, and so they're painted on the side of their jets. And so, who can forget Goose and Maverick? But Goose was a great one for the movie.
You know what? Why is that about nicknames on planes? I mean, you were a pilot for a little bit. What is that about?
I was a private pilot, not a military pilot. But it's just an old military tradition. I don't know exactly when it started and where it came from.
Okay, here's another thing I don't get, and this may be, and so we didn't really settle the. Do men have more nicknames for each other than women? I think so. I think men, because they play the dozens more, they have more nicknames than women do, which once again proves why I fit so well into the man's world, because I have nicknames for people, a lot of people. Usually if I give somebody a nickname of some sort, even if I don't use it all the time, I usually that means I like them.
So let's talk about, you have a lot of passions in life. You're a very passionate person. So let's talk about your latest passion that I just discovered tonight. Your Instagram passion of this, your newest man crush of this male model. So tell me about what's going on with this situation.
Well, there's a male model, what I like about this guy is he posts pictures of his wife and his kids and says he's devoted to them, and you can tell it's that he's, you know, modeling is a business for him. And that's his paycheck, his body, and what he does to his body. I mean, he truly has those six-pack abs. He truly works out like a fiend.
Okay, I'll give you that. You just popped up a black and white picture of him without his shirt on, and he's pretty chiseled.
Well, and because this is radio and people can't see what we were talking about when you referred to, you just popped up a picture here and there. If you go to Mariano DiVaio, then you can pop him up on Instagram. But anyway, he seems like a cool, he's like that guy that guys want to hang around, and he's like the cool dude because he's devoted to his wife. And he's incredibly handsome, and he's this devoted father guy. He's like the guy you hate, I think, if you're a guy also, in a way, because he's got everything.
Guys want to hang around with athletes. They don't want to hang around with male models. If they want to hang around with male models, it would be David Beckham or Tom Brady. But they're not just going to hang around with some Instagram model.
He's not an Instagram model. He's on Instagram because that helps his brand, but he's a model all over the place.
Okay, how did you find this joker in the first place?
Because he popped up on my Instagram, and that's how I learned about him. I don't know the names of models, male or female, and it just happened. And so then I looked, and he was a golfer, and he did all these cool things, and I thought, wow, he's pretty interesting.
What's wrong with Marky Mark? He was a model.
He was a model. All right, how about this? California passes the name. By the way, did you brush your teeth? Your breath is rough.
Well, what did you feed us? Actually, I fed us tonight, not you.
Well, I don't know what you ate, but it is awful. Oof. How did I marry a guy with bad breath when everyone I dated had minty-smelling breath?
Minty-smelling breath. Everyone.
Everyone.
Mints.
Everyone.
Mints. They just chewed on mint.
No, from the time I was 15.
They would walk through the woods
and halitosis
pick
like
mint leaves and chew on mint all day long.
Okay, so while you're trying to find a mint somewhere in your man purse, how about this? Consumers now have this new thing they have to deal with in California, this online privacy protections deal. It's a one-of-a-kind thing. The California law was signed by the governor, Jerry Brown. It's very, very new, and it's the toughest, and it could serve as kind of a model for other states. So consumers have the right to know what personal information companies are collecting and why, and when business, you know, and with businesses when it's being shared. So they also have the right to direct companies to delete their information and not to sell it. It restricts sharing and selling of any of this kind of data of children, by the way, younger than 16. I love it. So that means when all these companies, they're mining all that information, people will go after them. I think it would be great if other states adopted it. Of course, if you're a business person, it might not be so great.
I mean, yeah, it's common sense. I can appreciate common sense.
Yeah, so it's, I mean, the technology companies, which are, of course, in California, will likely implement the law in the rest of the country because of the whole thing of privacy, and that's what this whole law is about. So it'll start there, I would imagine, like Simi Valley.
Or Silicon Valley?
Silicon Valley, not Simi. Simi Valley, they're not caring about that. Silicon Valley, they are caring about that.
Wow, Simi Valley, that's a little sleepier than...
It is very much... I've only been to Simi Valley, I don't know, maybe once or twice. Have you ever been there?
It's possible that I drove through there one time.
In 2 seconds, I'm done. That's right. I mean, California, there's so many. We could talk about California all night long. And they spend money on advertising trying to get people. Well, so do a lot of other states, that whole tourism thing. All right, so the music means you're out of the cave. Thanks for stopping by.
Woo-woo.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News. Today, shortly before 3 p.m. Eastern Time, there was a shooting at the Capital Gazette newspaper newsroom in Annapolis, Maryland. At least 5 people are dead and multiple people are injured. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan says things could have been a lot worse.
I want to thank the law enforcement professionals who responded, our emergency response team, they did an incredible job. They're still doing the job right now, but the fact that they responded within 60 seconds, I want to give serious praise to Anne Arundel County and the city of Annapolis.
This eyewitness told WJLA-TV what he saw from his next-door office.
The door of the Capitol Gazette had been blown to pieces. It was in shattered pieces all on the carpet. And this guy was holding what looked like a big shotgun and moving across the entrance of the Capitol Gazette office, pointing the gun deeper into the office like he was targeting people.
This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Mail, and luckily I had some time to dig through it right there, thank goodness, through the miracle and the machinations of technical guru Andy. And let's go to the mailbag. Sadly, so much of the mailbag was about what happened in Annapolis, and what happened in Annapolis is just despicable, disgraceful, horrific. You know, people should not lose their lives over something happening at a newspaper. And when somebody goes inside armed, a gunman, like all these other places, a school, a church, a, you know, wherever, a mall, well, you know, here you are. And they were sitting ducks. So it was a targeted attack. And, you know, even though the police arrived pretty quickly, It wasn't quick enough to stop the deaths of five people. And the guy that went in, the accused shooter, is a 38-year-old, Jared Ramos. And he had an ongoing grudge with the newspaper. He filed a defamation suit against the newspaper in 2012. The judge threw out the lawsuit and said he fails to come close to alleging a case of defamation. And the case was sparked, I guess, by a Capital story by a staff writer, Eric Thomas Hartley, under the headline, "Jared Wants to Be Your Friend." And the story described a situation of a woman who was continually harassed by Ramos after he contacted her on Facebook. And that's what started the whole thing, apparently. So there were threats made to the newspaper before the attack. Did they come from the suspect? Who knows? So then you've got this journalist, Rob Hassan, who was among the victims, and his brother Carl is a best-selling author, and he wrote a very sad, put a very sad tweet out after that. And I mean, I'll tell you, they say they're going to publish on Friday, which I think is great, and I mentioned that before. But the fact that he gets in, the five people are killed, they did get him, they did apprehend him, so he's going to have to answer for that. And so there were so many emails about it, you know, so much mail, so I'm going to go to that. This one was from Joseph, who said, "Kate, no matter what people think of the media, that's outrageous. He goes into the newspaper and just starts gunning down people, and apparently he was not right, obviously. He was picking on some woman through Facebook. They wrote a story, and then I guess the rest is history, and it's really depressing to see what happened there in Annapolis and hear the stories." And then there was this one from Nan, who says, "Boy, Kate, it really makes you wonder about what is going on in this world. Somebody, even if they had some kind of a grudge or some kind of a reason to feel the way that they felt, to just go into the newspaper and attack those people that way is absolutely unacceptable, and the fact that they're dead does nothing for their families, and people saying thoughts and prayers, it's time to get over the thoughts and prayers. Not that that's not good to say it, it's just that we need to do much more than that." All right, here's one from Kim, and Kim says, "Oh, I feel so badly for those people who were probably shocked by what happened in that newsroom in Annapolis." And then you read some more details, Kate, and you find out that this was some kind of a weird grudge thing because of something that was written a long time ago. And I can't imagine what those families are going through. They certainly were not expecting that this was going to happen to them. And you read the story about the assistant editor and the fact that, you know, he had been a reporter for the Baltimore Sun for 15 years. He had this big journalism background, and he was the brother of the author, Carl Hassan. Yeah, that's Rob Hassan, who was killed, and Carl is his brother, and he spent his whole life as a journalist. And Gerald Fishman was killed, and he had been at the newspaper, I guess, 25 years, and John McNamara also worked in a lot of different capacities, designing pages, editing, that kind of stuff. He had written a couple of books about the University of Maryland's football and basketball history. And then there was Rebecca Smith. She joined the newspaper just last year as a sales assistant. She was only 34 years old. And she, you know, she's on her Facebook page, they had written about this. She was a dog mom, a softball fiance, a bonus mom to the best kid ever, and oh boy. And then there was Wendy Winters. She was an editor and community reporter for the paper. She wrote weekly columns. She was 65 years old. She moved there after she worked in public relations in New York. And she was active volunteering with the Red Cross and the Girl Scouts. And, you know, so you wonder when they say it was targeted, why those specific people. I can see the editors, you know, why that would be, because they might have been there through what happened with him. But boy, oh boy, I mean, geez, just, you know, what can you say? Unbelievable. And I got many more emails about it, but it would take up this entire mailbag. And there were a couple of other things I thought that were pretty interesting. And one of them came from, on a lighter note, came from Cam, who said, Kate, I know you keep up with sometimes some of the happy, bizarre news, and I'm sure you saw this, but how about this 80-year-old woman who was adopted as a baby, lived her whole life not knowing her biological mother until this week, and shockingly, her mother is still alive, so they were reunited. What are the odds of that happening? Yeah, I did read that story. Somebody sent me it. Joanne Lowenstern, who's 80, was adopted as a baby, and now she found her mother, Lillian Seminari, who's 100. That is so crazy. And you know what? The mother who's 100 and the 80-year-old, they looked so, I mean, they connected. You could see them connecting. I don't know. Something is really, I agree. Something is really cool about that. And the fact that they, you know, how and who knows how much time they get together. But the fact that they even got together is a stunner. I mean, really, it's a stunner. Absolutely. All right, moving on to another one. There is a story about this snake that crawled out from the car hood. And I mean, we've seen that. That's what snakes do. It is freaky. Somebody told me that when I lived in El Paso, to watch out for scorpions and snakes. Great. Watch out for them. Thank you. When I get up at 4 in the morning going in to do a morning television show. So the story is out of Phoenix that this guy was driving along heading from, you know, from one street to another. He saw a head poke out from under the hood of his SUV. And then he saw the body of a snake go up the windshield. He tried to use the windshield wipers to get rid of the snake. But the snake outsmarted him. He latched on and retreated under the hood. Then he pulled over and he couldn't find the snake. Then he's worried, did it go through the vent system? What do I do? So he sprayed down the engine. He had animal control company come in. The snake was never found. And he's still scratching his head trying to figure out. And he had a picture of it. He took a picture so people believed him. And you could see the snake on the windshield. It's the craziest thing. He did a little video of it. You know, he said it wasn't a sense of panic. It's just, this is crazy. This is coming out of my car. And, of course, in Phoenix, you can imagine that happening. Oh, that would freak me out. Once the snake disappeared is when I would really be a little bit freaked out. Where's the snake? Where's the snake? I swear I saw the snake. Where? Oh, yeah, it would be scary. Then I got this one from Jeffrey, who says, hello, America Tonight fans and people who are part of the cast. I like that, the cast. I have been paying a lot of attention to what you've been talking about. I love the quick hits. I thought it was, I think some of what you talk about is hilarious, and then you can be serious, and it's interesting because I think one night a long time ago I heard you talk about parades, and I wondered if you were a fan of the Mummers Parade, since you're from that Philadelphia area, and have you ever been to it? Well, I could talk about that. I've been to the Mummers Parade, yes, many, many times as a kid. It's been a long time since I've been back there. You have unbelievable costumes. A lot of men dress up, and they play instruments as they walk down the street. It's really a wild phenomenon, and definitely that's a Philly thing. Thanks for all the emails. See you on the flip side.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies.
you create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Yes, World Cup. Do we care about the World Cup? I've asked this question before. If you care about the World Cup, jam on these digits right now, and I'll send you a copy of my book, Invade the Man Cave. And all you have to do is go to Invade the Man Cave, actually. InvadeTheManCave.com and fill out all the... It's easy. You're just your address, etc., and I will send you an autographed copy. Or, again, you can dive on these digits, 855-266-5283. Does anyone care about World Cup? I do. I can't claim to know a lot about it. I've had to kind of bone up on it, if you will. The Colombians, I love this because I have a really good friend who is from Colombia, and I'm going to see her in a couple of weeks, and I'm sure she's ecstatic. She's there right now, and Colombia beat Senegal 1-0, so they are moving on up. It's all about getting into the round of 16. Poland was a winner. Belgium was a winner over England in a who-cares game, by the way, 1-0, because they're both already in the round of 16. Tunisia beat Panama 2-1. I mean, it gets interesting to me as you get to that 16, because that's when you get closer to those games that are... Not that they can't be intense now, but they're really intense, because then you're talking about vying for the World Cup. And over the weekend, there's Argentina playing France and Portugal playing Uruguay. And then on Sunday, Spain and Russia and Croatia and Denmark. And then, you know, then you go from there, and it's It's interesting. There are, I think, a lot of Americans who are actually paying attention, who are actually watching it, but not, they're not as in tune to it, I think, as they would be if America, if the U.S. was playing. It's more about football, right? In this country, it's more about football. So how about this? The Bucs quarterback, Jameis Winston, was suspended for the first three games officially of 2018. So he was suspended because of what happened in this car with an Uber driver. The investigation the NFL did, so they found the Tampa Bay Bucs quarterback inappropriately touched a female driver in March of 2016. And they released a statement saying, by touching the driver in an inappropriate and sexual manner without her consent, disciplinary action was necessary and appropriate. So they say that he's required to get a clinical evaluation and cooperate with any recommended therapeutic intervention, any kind of program. They say if he doesn't comply, it could result in further discipline. And they also said another violation of the personal conduct policy would result in more discipline for him. So instead, it's interesting, the fates and fortunes of what happens on a football team, a lot of times it's about injury, but a veteran, Ryan Fitzpatrick's going to start in his place. So they open the season on the road against the Saints, then they have two home games against the Philadelphia Eagles, and then Monday night against the Steelers. He won two of his three starts for Tampa last season when Winston had a shoulder injury. So that's what's happening. And the story was brutal, that he was just trashed out of his mind, according to the story. His friends put him in an Uber. There were two other people with him, but everybody got dropped off in different places and separately. And this isn't the first time he's gotten into trouble in this direction, but it's, you know, so the NFL had to act as swiftly as they could once they knew, and they had to do a thorough investigation. So that's what they did, because we're at that point where we're almost in training camps. It's shocking to think that we're going to be in July. By the time we blink our eyes, we're going to be there. And I have no idea. How did we get here? How did we get here so quickly? Oh, if you play fantasy football, you're excited about it because we're almost here, like I said. And fantasy football, I know I like fantasy football. And we do have this thing called Nail the Score. And we'll be doing Nail the Score again this year. And the fantasy football, for a lot of people, is kind of their break from the everyday. And you can see that so many people play fantasy football because all you have to do is, when you watch a football game, look at the crawl on the bottom of it, and you see all of the stats of what wide receivers are doing, or what's happening with the quarterback and all that kind of stuff, because these are the kind of stats that you would care about if you were playing fantasy football. If you just tuned in to this show, we are in the man cave right now. We're talking about man things, which means a lot of sports. In the sports world, no bigger story, and one we knew was going to happen. It's like they handed us the script, and they did hand us the script, the NBA. It's about King James, and what is LeBron James going to do? Where is he going to go next? Is it going to be the Lakers, or is it going to be someplace else? Or is he going to stay with the Cavaliers? He did win a championship with them, but the last 4 years, Golden State has won 3 out of 4, so it was just one for the Cavs. And the rumors are that he will end up with the Lakers, along with some other people like Kawhi Leonard, who wants to go away from the Spurs. He wants to be traded. So the Spurs are talking to several teams about Kawhi Leonard, including the Lakers, but also Boston. So they're clearly willing to play let's make a deal. If the Lakers land Paul George, and Kawhi Leonard, then all bets are off. I can't imagine that LeBron James would not want to be part of that, because he would be the star in the middle of that trio, and he would have two great players with him. And it's about how many great players do you have on the floor in the NBA. Let's be real clear about that. Maybe hoop isn't your thing, and your thing is baseball. And if your thing is baseball or not, or if your thing is baseball, what's really interesting, Tim Tebow is making some noise in the minors. He's hitting over 300 in June. So the Mets, who are not doing well, would they consider bringing him up and having people get a look at Tim Tebow in a Mets uniform in the bigs for a little more than a cup of coffee, right? And the answer is that they'd have to do something with somebody else on the crummy roster and make that decision. So maybe, I think before the end of the year that might happen, but of course it depends on how he plays the rest of the way as they're making that decision. And if the answer is he's playing really well, I can't imagine they don't do that. I think they would do that, because why not? He's in their system. It would make sense to me, that's for sure, that they would do that. Besides what's happening there, I think so often it is about the odds. So often it is about what are the odds of my team doing XYZ next time around. And I was looking at the latest odds. My pal RJ Bell sent me the odds of a couple of different things, including the World Series odds. The Astros, who won last year, are 5-1, have 5-1 odds. The Yankees, 5.5-1. The Cubs, who won the World Series a couple of years ago, 10-1, and the Nationals are 10-1. And the Red Sox are 10-1. It's funny because the Phillies have gotten better. Their odds were terrible at the beginning of the year. They're playing much better, and their odds of winning a World Series are 38-1. 38-1, the worst odds on the board. The Reds, 1,000-1. 1,000-1 chance that the Reds will win the World Series. Be a nice payday for someone, though, wouldn't it? Thanks for hanging in, letting go of the wheel, and riding along with us here on America Tonight.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.